bisate sorona bakewalaye yewala mandela lefe jeunesse pour le Ghana Zimbabwe Botswana Éthiopie oh quel beau pays. Yes, my country people, and I salute everybody this afternoon. I greet everybody and I welcome you to Extractive Industrial Scope for Inform Me Radio. Today, when it be Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. I want to greet everybody. Happy New Year. This is not the very first program when we they take this year. I know they the house alone this morning. I mean this afternoon. I day here with Oga Mike, and wherever you they listen to us, if it be money for your side and anyhow be make with you listen live and direct. Welcome now to once again to Inform Me Radio and the program when we get this afternoon Extractive Industrial Scope. Oga Mike, I better make you greet our people this morning.
My country people, I dey greet you now. You know, say this one a new year, on a happy new year, on a well done.
Yes, happy new year, and they welcome everybody to 2021 officially this day. And a lot of planning is there. Coronavirus, noise, a lot of issues on COVID-19, here and there, so many talk and all that. But as the matter be, I know, say, the way the issue go, it not supposed to be the way it be. But that one not go stop businesses, made them no move on. And so because of this, you know, now because they come for this program, they tell us, say, opportunities day. And if you day outside Nigeria and you say you day, you come from Edo or anywhere where you for come, you even be white man self, you won't do investment inside Edo State. And as me and you they talk, you say you won't really come through us into the state. You day free, oh. As long as the conditions for operations, you're ready to meet them. What we want to discuss today now? What best standard, best practices, and standard of operation in to start a mining company? This topic we go 3 times, not be just once. Now, many things we don't discover, say, environmental degradation, ozone layer depletion. So much talk on probably today because and just a 30 minutes program, because we will just first do the main part intro today. Probably by next week we will continue from where we stop today. You see, so many people that when you go to communities, you go to hear side effect of a particular mining when they take place. You go hear waste, company waste, as they enter drinking water, pollution, air pollution, water pollution, a lot of pollution. And here and there, a lot of issues don't they spring up, and human lives, they evolve. Because we can discover, say, a lot of companies, they do mining at a point, it can be either mining and production, and at a point, they be... I won't use the language in expense. Make you allow me use that very big English. It's like in expense of the human life around the environment or the community where the site, the mining site actually is. So, first of all, it's a yes or no question I want to ask you. Is there a standard for mining?
Yes, there's a standard.
Okay.
Because no business will not get standard
of operation.
Yes.
And so by that, it therefore means all of us needed to first work in the standard before the commencement of any project around.
Exactly.
Now, because even when God created human being, he created a standard human being.
Yes.
That is why you can think, you can dress, you can change things, you can make yourself to be, so a lot of, you understand. So, but let's just look at, for those that are mining limestone and dolomite, because we will be doing a combination, because we are going to go into several other mineral resources. We've discussed extensively the mining of, for those who are interested, even as I speak to you, several communities that are still having limestone, dolomite, feldspar, and a whole lot of others. But for limestone and dolomite, there are mining sites in Edo State.
Yes.
We've named them, to do a reminder, Igwe has, that is in Onwa. We have another one, we have others in Akoko Edo. We have in Isako, and Isako East, precisely. So when you check all of these communities, you'll find out that nothing of, there is a particular way. When I went around, I found out there is a particular way of operation, a particular pattern that all of them are operating that has made them to look as if it's owned by the same person.
Yes.
Now, let's assume we want to mine limestone and at the same time turn it to fine powder. There is what we call profilizers and clochers. What was supposed to be, after digging or excavating the soil, the topsoil, because only then will you get to where the rock itself is buried inside the soil.
Yes.
What was supposed to be the way these places were to be treated after mining to the last point of it, if you can actually get to the last depth of the soil, of the rock? What was it supposed to be, Oga Mike?
Well, normally,
like, I don't dig this hole. I don't come here, can't carry waiting I won't carry. I don't do everything when I won't do. What thing I supposed do to this place after I don't finish?
Suppose fill them back, at least rhyme them to make so that, because you know that place now where people see they close by all that they come. So that to avoid any accident or any deaths, whatever. But normally this set of people, they will come do whatever they want to do. They don't care about the environment, they just leave, provided they don't get what they won't get, they'll just take and come out.
Okay, first of all, one thing that we must remember at a mining site is, after mining a particular mineral from a particular site and you are done with the site, is the best practices is for you to return the soil back into this I have discovered that no company has been able to put this in place
because they don't care. What they're interested in is just that this thing, once they get and they don't get and they leave the place.
So are there laws in Nigeria that were supposed to hold people responsible for that?
You and I know say laws for Nigeria, but it's just that no one they work. So that's just it.
Well, my people, why are they ask my guests this morning about this question? I mean, this wonderful afternoon, these questions. Now, for us to understand, say, rules and regulation of operations, and for companies to operate, Now, if I mine a particular mineral resources, for instance, either dolomite or limestone, the rule of engagement says, as soon as I finish what I am doing, I'm expected to play back, return the entire soil that had been excavated from the place back into the soil. Which therefore means that the company ought to have a grader and they should have a bulldozer.
Yes.
At least heavy duty machines that will be able to, after excavating, after using your excavating machine to remove all the sand and using your people to clean the pit before you blast or you drill, put your ammonium and blast. When you are done with the entire pit, because there are places, there are points where the pit gets to, you can no longer even go in.
Yes.
They are several hundred feet away from the topsoil, and the depth do not let people go in there to remove this thing. So the expectation is, if you are going to abandon the site, it therefore means the site was supposed to be closed back.
Yes.
So, if ideally we, by the way you have explained to us, Mr. Mike, are you saying that communities have the right to sue companies that come to do an excavation and, I mean, to mine a particular mineral resources in an environment and not willing to close back these pits?
Yes, they have the right. But of course, you know, the system we operate here is somehow. Once that something comes up, before you know, they settle the leaders. And you discover that the communities will start fighting each
leaders,
other.
When you mention leaders, I can you just help me understand? Are you talking about the leadership community? I mean, the community. Community leadership or the state leadership?
No, I'm talking about the community leadership.
Okay.
Because you discover that by the time something passes their hands, you that you are even trying to sue them, they will come fighting you.
Oh. This is interesting. And so, because of this, sometime people do not have the courage to go into questioning some of these activities because of settling them at behind and not letting things work the way they should be.
Exactly. Right?
So, my people, you are listening. The reason for all of this is for us to understand that there are standards of operation in creating a mining site. And when you are to mine any mineral resources anywhere in the world, there are standards that must be operated. Best practices. However, Nigeria is a community where so much is known, yet little is done.
Exactly.
And so what I am begging us to look at here is, does that mean we cannot belong to a community of nations that know how to abide by the rules of standards and abide by the rules?
The only way we can belong to those community of nations is if we change the way we behave, the way we live. Because integrity, if you look those community of nations, the reason why they are able to question things and put things in place is the way they think and what they believe in. An average American citizen now will tell you that you cannot intimidate me. No matter what, they will be telling you.
So, wait, you just got into something that is very interesting. Are you telling me now that an American will tell you you cannot intimidate me and a Nigerian cannot voice that?
You know why? Because even when you say you cannot intimidate, your own friend, your own brother, your own father will tell you, come, keep quiet, because if they kill you now you know. Somebody that is supposed to be encouraging you will be the one that will be bringing you down.
Oh, this is rather sad. You just got my voice, and my voice is missing in action. You see, I think it's very sad that we always sign MOUs and we belong to a committee of nations, and what is operational somewhere cannot take place here when it comes to the rights of the citizens. Is that what you are trying to let me know?
Exactly, that's it.
So communities where you have mining sites ordinarily cannot have the right to question why you have left this space open as death traps
at all, because the persons that are supposed to actually say something about it have been, their palms have been greased.
Good word, palms greased, and yes. And therefore,
or brown envelope.
And therefore the person will not speak.
Exactly.
So conspiracy of silence is involved.
Yes.
Okay, let us look at the issue of production. I understand that when you move around, you find out that there are some communities in those states where you have pulverizers and crushers, where these boulders are broken into pieces and turned into either powder or little pebbles for at a sizable level to make things in other companies, producing for other companies to be able to do what they want to do. Now, the issue is this. I discovered that at a point, every pulverizer ought to have, like, I don't want to name companies because I've done a lot of research and movement around the state. I discovered that there are so many things that are really going on, that protective gear is not actually the way it ought to be. First of all, when it comes to protecting the people in respect to work hazards, it's not there. Like using industrial face masks,
yes,
to avoid people inhaling the dust that are a little dangerous because of crystal-like materials that these things have that are dangerous to the lungs,
to the health, at least,
and health of these people that are working there. And two, the entire environment constantly have a dusty, it's also constantly dusty. There is a particular community in Edo State, I find out that because of the number of closures, their zincs are always very white.
Yes.
And along the line, I discovered that these things eat up, or they how do I use the word? They eat up, and at the same time make these things look as if the zinc got rusting faster, because these things are deposited after a long time. After a while, when the rain starts, they start gradually eating up the zinc.
Zinc, yes.
Now, does that mean there was supposed to, first of all, be a particular fit of a pulverizer exhaust, or like you build like chimney to make sure the waste that is evaporated from the machine go far away from the people?
Apart from that, now if you look at it, like I said before, all those safety precaution methods are not part of our culture. The reason why I'm saying this, if you look at even the oil companies, when they do things, probably even when they even raise it up, and those community leaders are there, say, I better forget, bring down this thing. Just give them this thing and everything is over. Before you know, instead of cautioning the companies to buy those things that will safeguard lives of the people, they will prefer to collect money from them. That's the reason. But forgetting that even their own brothers, their own children, still live in that same community. Of course, to them, it's not their business, because with money, they can travel abroad. But they forgot that home is home, no matter what.
I now get your point better, because you just mentioned oil companies, which is a little, yeah, it's still a part of it, because oil itself, crude oil, is
part of
a mineral resource deposited in the soil for the country to actually prosper, irrespective of how it has gone now. Now, what I'm looking at here is, I remember when the present government in 2015 came into the government, and the president announced the very first day he was being sworn in that he was going to involve in what is called the cleanup of Ogoni community, and which eventually led to the death of Ken Saro-Wiwa and a lot of other people over there then. But we understand that to date, that thing just became a little bit a political term that has not seen the daylight today. So, does it return back to the issue of not keeping to the best practices and standard of operations, or a negation from the government angle, not willing to let the right thing be done? Is that what we are trying to look at? Because I can't imagine that after your first 10 or 4 years was gone, you were not able to keep to the promise of cleaning up the environment as a result of waste and environmental impact of the mining that was done in those communities. And today, we keep covering it up, and it's not really going the way it should be. So does it mean that, is it the government that is deliberately doing this, or those who ought to do the, who are involved in the contract of cleaning up, have not actually cleaned up?
You know, even the government knows that instead of spending this money, why not just see some of the community leaders?
Because they know the people. Eventually, it's returning back to community.
Simple.
So it keep coming back to the community.
Because it's the community that we protest. The Ogoni people, are you hearing their voice that so thing that they promised them, they've not done it?
So I should not fight a battle. I have no invitation.
Exactly. Because even the people there, the people that want to say something, they will threaten them. Because the community leaders have collected. Is that not the reason why Ken Saro-Wiwa was even fighting? Because the community leaders, you know, they said he killed some people because they were fighting. Some were in support of the government collecting money, while some were saying no way, they have to, we this thing is gotten from this place, they have to develop this area, while some were saying don't bother to develop, just give us something. So we are still going back to the same thing. So discover that the moment the president immediately made that announcement that they are going to clean Ogoni land, some people will just gather and go and meet him. Sir, we came from Ogoni to meet you. Why wasting your time? Just bring so thing. I will settle our people. Everything will be okay. Don't worry.
Well, do you know why I'm almost sort of worse, in the sense that a lot of things are happening in the country. People are doing cement production and the waste are flowing back to the river and streams where communities drink from, and they are gradually having issues with liver. And you know, here is a country where anything that happens is COVID-19 as we speak for the past 1 year. And since March last year, if vehicle gets malaria on his own, he run enter forest, he no gree come out. Probably COVID-19 was on the highway and he dodged.
Exactly.
And then and if the young man just have a cardiac arrest, it's COVID-19 that punctured the lungs. And so it's getting us to a point where you are making me look at it as if it's a deliberate attempt to continue to make people suffer because they will always collect something.
Exactly, that's just it.
So our advice should go to the communities where this project are always cited.
Yes.
If you have a mineral deposit, what you need to do is to allow best practices and the standard of operation to actually be implemented to later.
The people should watch their leaders, their community leaders. If they are not performing, remove them. You are more than them. Remove them and put anybody that you know can speak on behalf of you all. Not the one that will speak on behalf of his our pockets. Because that is what is going on now.
Okay, my people, if you are still there listening to us live and direct from Ifeomi Radio, this is Extractive Industrial Scope. And what we are looking at today is the best practices, standard of operations in making, creating a site, a mining site, and at the same time being able to put on a processing and not willing to make things go the way it should be. I want to please quickly beg us from this end that anytime we are involved in putting up a site or making a site where we are going to do mining, there is the need for us to abide by the rules and the rules of engagement. First of all, when a company is to be sited, I understand that there are environmental impact assessment that must be taken. Environmental impact assessment,
yes.
What it could be, what are the possible diseases that can come into environment, and what are the should the community be enlightened first, get to know what are the things that these people, this company is coming with. If they do processing here, look at what will possibly come out from it, and the waste products will virtually create these kind of challenges until the people and the community sit down to start asking these questions. I am thinking that we'll continue to get it very wrong in the country. But so I mean we can start to get it right now.
See,
yes, I visited a place in Benue where cement factory is, a mining site where this thing is, cement factory is, and you know me and you know who owns the cement factory.
Of course.
I want to get home. But by the time we finish what is going on there, when you check, you find out that a lot of people are having issues with their drinking water, the only source of water they have around there, and it's creating a whole lot of mess for them, health challenges,
and nobody is talking
and so it is high time we sit down, think of what we must do to get it right. One, by making emphatic efforts to make sure that every mining site and every processing industry around the site must do a comprehensive environmental impact assessment. And two, the community people must be made to know what are the possible challenges they might face. Because so many people will just get, and you know, for the sake of poverty, hey, company is coming to our place.
Company
is coming to our place. We will be working. Our children will be working. But the real secret is never told to us.
The truth is that in Nigeria,
we are never meant to know. I mean,
there are a lot of things that is going on. We are talking about information, enlightening the people. In Nigeria, this is a country where the government will tell you that I want to give loan to the grassroots farmer. But before you can access this loan, you have to bring your international passport. Not even voter's card, not even
national ID. And I am a grassroots farmer.
So what concerns a grassroots farmer with international passport? Meaning they don't want to give them.
No, it implies that you are telling a cripple, here is your food, but it's on top of the chimney.
Go and carry
it. Go and carry it. So you are not interested in actually giving.
Exactly. That's just it. So when they are bringing that, they will not tell the people, because if they inform the people, they'll say, no, these people might fight us. No, instead of that, just tell them that we are bringing a company, we will employ you.
80% of the workers will come from this community, exactly. This village. And we are going to make sure it become an empowerment. People will be selling water. People will be selling drinks.
Yeah.
Strangers will come and rent your land. And yet, it's 80% of the workers will be from here. Now, if 80% of the workers are from there, who comes to rent my house? I don't know. There is a whole lot of deception in arranging companies in the country. But my people, what we are after this afternoon or this wonderful morning is to let us understand that there are standards of operations. Because a time is coming, the Pharaoh that does not know Joseph will come into seat.
Exactly.
That time, do not begin to go run about in courts and start to look for an international court that will make you survive your business, either in Nigeria or anywhere. A time is coming where someone will be ready to crush anything that comes his way in doing the right thing. Because the country cannot continue like this. Lives are being lost on a daily basis. Challenges here and there, and yet we are deliberately making efforts to make humans go through some infections that we ought not to be, that are preventable. And so, my people, what we are listening to today is you are citing, you are creating a mining site, and you are going to prepare pulverizing machines and crushers that are going to be doing the breaking of your boulders. I want to beg. Stick to the best practices. Help to make the community and the environment very safe. Well, you greet our people before we walk out of the studio this afternoon, this morning.
Well, my country people, and me on our brother, Oga Mike, I greet you now.
My people, this now, Extractive Industry Scope on Inform Me Radio. I want to greet everybody. But in case you have a business you want to do in Nigeria or anywhere, I mean, and you are from either the country or you are interested in doing any of this mining, or you want to do an investment in Nigeria and you need capable hands, you can contact us by dialing the number +234 9055 488 311. The number again is +234 9055 488 311. My people, I greet you now. My name is still Adeomo Akau. Bye bye.